along the boards. They were not supposed to be one of the favorites to make the Stanley Cup final this year, these Canadians, but Ronald Corey got Serge Savard. He hired Jacques Demers. And all together, they worked a young team to the top. And now, a 24th Stanley Cup banner will hang from the rafters of the famous Forum in Montreal. The Canadians win the Stanley Cup.
Boy, does that sound great to hear, huh? 1993, the last time the Montreal Canadiens won a Stanley Cup in the Forum. Wow, that's so amazing. One of the many amazing calls, of course, in the career of Bob Cole, and we found it, of course, sadly yesterday that he had passed at the age of 90. Been watching some of the coverage. If you watch any of the playoff hockey last night, a lot of people, Ron McLean especially, telling stories from over the years about Bob Cole and how many people loved him and Gretzky and everybody. And we thought, you know, it's kind of fitting. I know we reached out. We tried to get Dick Irvin today, but weren't able to do so. And, of course, I'm sure Dick would have some great stories as well. But Dan Robertson, former play-by-play voice of the Montreal Canadiens on TSN 690, and currently the play-by-play voice, he's a trader, of the Winnipeg Jets on TSN. Dan, we haven't a chance to – we haven't seen you actually since you left here to go to Winnipeg, but – my understanding is you're a Maritimer too, and of course Bob Cole is from Newfoundland. So, how well did you know him? How much time did you get to spend with him?
Not much at all, really. It was one of those types of things that when I started with 690 covering Canadiens games in 2014, I would see him occasionally on a Saturday night, and honestly, I didn't want to go near him because it was one of those things where that's Bob Cole, and he has a bit of a reputation he did for being prickly at times. So I just kind of kept my distance, but I was always in awe. And just, I had this feeling when I saw him, I thought, wow, it's I'm in a cool place right now. So I can remember distinctly seeing him in the meal room at the Bell Center and just being kind of stunned by the whole thing.
You know, in some of the coverage I saw last night, they talked a lot about the fact of how he got his job. Have you heard the story that where he saw Foster Hewitt and just walked into a radio station with a tape and started that way?
I actually just reread his autobiography that Stephen Brunt helped him write a number of years back.
Right.
And he was born in 1930, and in a lot of ways, and I say this respectfully, just reading the book, it might as well have been, 300 years ago, just the way things have changed. And the fact that he walked in there and wanted to drop off a tape, he was, I believe, on a trip to New York City, and the secretary said, well, let me check with him right now. And he said, bring him up. So here I am in Foster Hewitt's room in his office, giving him a tape, and they listened to it, and he gave him some advice, and it kind of went from there. So it's to read the book, it's remarkable. Just the way he came from Newfoundland, which, I mean, he was born in 1930. When did Newfoundland become a province? Was it 47, around 50? I should know that. But just to say the changes that were made, and he came from a long way, literally and figuratively, to go right to the very top of his profession.
So let's talk about you. You're someone who gets into the business. You obviously knew who Bob Cole was.
Yep.
Was he the kind of person you studied? You studied his calls. You studied, his mannerisms at all?
I think subconsciously, well, I don't think. I know I did. And there's something that he did better than anyone else that I always try to do, that I think all of us in this business do try or should try, and that's the way he was able to convey the temperature and the feel of the game, what was going on the ice with his voice was better than anybody who's ever done it in any sport, in my opinion. So you could he had these different levels of, I guess, excitement, for lack of a better term, that Foster Hewitt told him about. And I guess the best way to think about it is he wasn't going to go on a scale of 1 to 5. He wasn't going to be at 5 in the first period. He was going to save it for a big moment, a big goal, or when the game was on the line. And if you were watching a game but maybe not paying attention, and his voice was in the background, when the play would pick up and his voice would match it, you snap to attention in a minute.
That's
and
a great
he had
point.
That feel for the game that no one else did.
That's a really, really good point, right? I mean, that's, and I heard him say as well, as they were recounting the story about the four different levels, right? As you're referring to now, eventually taking it to a point where, big shot or big goal or whatever. Yeah, you knew something was going on. It's stuff we all assumed, I think, that, guys who got into this business to do play-by-play would always have done, but it wasn't, right? You learn from someone like that.
You do, and it's just such a funny profession, because you can be mentored by someone and they can say, why don't you try this or look at it this way? And I've had that happened with me, and it's been a big help. But nobody can teach you how to do it. I think you can. You either have an aptitude for it, and it's like anything else. You practice enough, and you should get better. But I think anybody who does it soaks in the people who came before them. And so on some level, everybody, you know, my age or younger to a certain, older, younger to a certain level, anybody who heard Bob Cole, they were influenced by him, whether they knew it or not.
Yeah, that's really interesting, isn't it? Whether you knew it or not. If you'd heard, you know, he covered hockey, and of course he covered, you know, for so long on radio first and then on TV. He was that voice. I said yesterday, Dan, when we found out the news, that, you know, if you grew up in Montreal and you were watching Hockey Night in Canada here, Danny Gallivan was that person for you here, right? He had his own style. He had his own mannerisms, words that I don't think I'd ever known before he actually used them. So that's what you got from someone. So Bob Cole, very much the same.
Absolutely. He had his own style about him and his own way. And as I said, he was a disciple of Foster Hewitt in a lot of ways. And there's a lot that people might not know about Bob Cole, or maybe they're just finding it out now in the last couple of days. But I think in 1972, when, of course, that's great summit series with Canada and Russia, Foster Hewitt came out of retirement to do it on TV, and Bob Cole did it on radio. And I mean, if you want to YouTube some of that stuff, you can find some great calls. You can find him hosting Reach for the Top in Newfoundland, which he did for years. And I mean, he was great. He was a terrific curler. He skipped at the Brier for a couple of different years for Newfoundland. He worked for the Newfoundland government. Like, if you get a chance to read that book that I mentioned earlier that Stephen Brunt co-wrote, he lived really a magical life.
Good for him. And he lived to the ripe old age of 90. So that's wonderful. And I understand as well, never left Newfoundland, right? Lived there his whole life.
No, he had a pretty good setup. The regular season would go, and Saturday nights Bob would work. So they would fly him from St. John's to wherever the game was on the Friday. He'd come in, he'd go through his routine, he'd have a nap where nobody could contact him. It wouldn't matter if the Queen of England called the front desk looking for Bob Cole. They couldn't get through. He was up at 5, went to the game, next day flew home and did it all again, and he did it better than anybody for so many years.
Great, great story. Dan, thank you so much. Great talking to you again, by the way.
You too, Aaron. Thank you.
Dan Robertson, play-by-play voice now of the Winnipeg Jets, used to be our play-by-play voice here for the Montreal Canadiens for a few years. By the way, that call, we started with the 1993 Stanley Cup winning call. But yeah, as he said, Bob Cole, that Canada-Russia game back in 1972, he called that one too. Not on TV. Foster Hewitt did it on TV, but he called it on radio, on CBC radio at the time.